I know, kind of a light week, somewhat, a little bit. I know, gosh, you made scheduled trips to Hershey, I think twice. One for your varsity or your varsity JV, and I think girls' freshman quad went to Hershey. So Hershey was the place to be the last couple of days for your team, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we made the trip there Tuesday with the reserve JV and varsity, and then on Thursday our freshmen went up there for a quad. So Tuesday the reserve, they lost in two sets. JV ended up winning their game, and then varsity we lost in three. So
what about Hershey? I mean, we talked about last week that a team that's not too bad. They've got some talented kids. Do you feel like in some areas you played pretty good or improved a little bit more?
You know, first set, we played pretty well with them. The Steinbeck girl hadn't hit all season. She had pretty much been setting and not playing front row, and she played front row on Tuesday and had 13 kills. So that was kind of a new, you know, wasn't expecting that. And she's a player, too. I mean, I think she led them in kills last year as a junior, and she didn't look like she had missed a step much, so.
Knew that she had some talent, no question. No question about it. So after that, again, most of your varsity kids had a couple of days to work on some things. You had Monday, again, the Tuesday game, and so Wednesday, Thursday, and now Friday. So, hey, some quality days, hopefully, at practice to get ready for this invite.
Yeah, it has been nice, finally. We've been either Monday, Thursday, or Tuesday, Thursday every week. So it's been nice to finally get, you know, a couple days of practice. When you have those Tuesday, Thursday games, it's kind of, you got to give those kids a break a little bit, especially when we've had a couple five-set matches where, you know, the legs aren't there quite as well. So the next day you kind of got to take a light. So it's kind of been nice to get a little, you know, a little more strenuous practice in the last 2 days. So
three matches. You loved for them all to be in the friendly confines of the senior high gym. You got the first one against Valentine and a team that's about 4-7 right now, Coach. What can you tell us about the Badgers?
Yeah, they're 4-7. You know, they've played some really good teams throughout the state. They've played Minden and, you know, St. Cecilia, who's usually pretty strong. But they've played some other teams, you know, and they've got some wins. You know, they got an outside hitter that's not too bad. Like any volleyball game, if we can keep them out of system a little bit more than they are in system, it's going to help our chances. So get a couple blocks up against their outsides. And, like always, we're going to try and serve that team tough and see if we can get some aces and keep them out of system.
No matter what, you're going to, I think, get three quality matches, Coach. And, of course, you want to stay all on the winner's bracket side. But with all the other teams that are in this field locally, and, you know, you got Alliance and Garing from the Panhandle coming over. I think, you know, Chase County is always tough. You've had a chance to see them already. Cambridge down the road, Southwest as well. No matter what, you're going to get three good matches on Saturday.
Yeah, there is going to be three good matches. Yeah, it doesn't matter kind of what you do. You're going to have three pretty quality matches. You know, Southwest and Cambridge in the area are both having a really good season. I know Southwest has got, you know, quite a few seniors and then some younger girls that play as well and an experienced group. And then Cambridge has had a good start to the season as well. So even though they're in the smaller classes, those are two really quality teams. And then, yeah, you bring in Alliance and Garing and then Chase County with the McNair girl. She's always going to be a tough one. So.
And of course, Alliance, you might see that. I think them and Garing both this weekend, and then a couple of weekends now, you might see them at the Twin City invite when you travel up there for 2 days.
Yep. There's a good chance we see them or and some Wyoming teams up there. So that's going to be a unique deal for me. You know, I'm used to playing all Nebraska schools, but yeah, there's a chance we'll see both those Alliance and Garing and some Wyoming schools up at that tournament.
Well, one thing, Coach, is every time you play in the high school gym, it's been a very competitive match. Your kids in your home gym have really done some good things. You haven't played many matches, but the ones you have played there, you've done pretty well.
Yeah, you know, the Ogallala match is probably the best we've played. Yeah, you know, we didn't quite come away with a win, but that's a quality team. And, yeah, you know, we've played pretty well at home, obviously. I think our girls play better in front of that student section and that crowd. So That always helps. So we're trying to figure out how we get that same momentum on the road, or, you know, in these tournament games where the crowds are going to be just a tad bit smaller. But, yeah, so we're hoping we can duplicate some of that success we've had at home.